Successful vegetable production generally requires that the grower make decisions daily regarding pest management, irrigation, and cultural practices. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. As you can tell, this week we're going to take an in-depth look at some of the issues that affect garden production here for homeowners, but also issues that may affect commercial growers as well. Would-be growers unwilling to make serious investments of time and money should not attempt to expand beyond the space at the farmer's market, for example, if trying to grow and develop more complex production systems. Marketing options are an issue for those that try to produce commercially grown vegetables in order to make a profit on those goods. General production considerations include variety selection for whatever type of vegetable you're going to grow, plant spacing, drip irrigation for vegetable crops, the installation of equipment in the crops themselves, what type of water systems you have, insect management, weed management, and a few others. Taking a look quickly at insect management, this by far can be one of the most daunting tasks of producing any types of vegetables here locally due to the fact that most often many of us do not scout our crops, especially vegetables and gardens, in a timely manner, and that can affect overall yield and survivability of a lot of plants. Proper early identification of insect problems is essential to achieving satisfactory control. Now, we don't have to get rid of all the bugs in the garden because some are positive, but it's good to keep an overall look and feel for what's going on in your garden area. Always properly identify and evaluate each of your insect problems, and we can help you with that here at the Extension Service. Now, in addition to that, you need to learn to identify and conserve beneficial and harmless insects. Scout your fields or garden plots on a regular basis to monitor insect activity, and then let us know and use IPM or Integrated Pest Management Guidelines. We've talked about that in previous shows, but it's the proper identification and proper use of treatment methods to solve a specific problem rather than applying broad-based insecticides to solve a lot of problems at one time. Most often that doesn't work, and it'll hurt the beneficial insects that you want to save, such as ladybugs that go after aphids on your tomatoes and other crops. If an insecticide is needed, select one that best fits the situation, as we kind of highlighted before. If possible, buy pesticides in quantities small enough to use up during the growing season. That way you don't waste those liquid insecticides if they were to freeze or other situations that might occur. And lastly, in regards to insect control, select an insecticide that doesn't require a long waiting period from application to harvest, so you won't be delayed on harvesting the crops that you waited all year to harvest. Now, there are certain cultural controls that will help you control pests that enter maybe your small greenhouse at your farm or other areas. Maintaining a clean, closely mowed area around greenhouses or gardens to reduce pest problems that may develop in rank growth also really do help. Removing all plants and other debris before you start planting your garden by far will decrease the disease issues. And keep doors and screens on these areas if you have greenhouses definitely shut to keep out outdoor pests. In addition, we need to think about honeybees because they are key pollinators to making sure that vegetable crops succeed in the pollination process. Many valuable crops cannot be economically produced unless adequate numbers of honeybees are present to pollinate them. In addition, honeybees produce more than 50 million in honey and beeswax annually, and we have a very active honeybee group here in the area, and it's key and crucial, and most importantly, critical to protect the honeybee population that we have. Some of the crops that require honeybee pollination are cucumber, squash, pumpkin, watermelon, and muskmelon. Honeybee colonies can be rented in many areas, or one or two good hives of bees per acre is suggested to ensure good yield of high quality fruit, particularly now that parasitic mites are killing many of the wild honeybees. In addition, this week, weed management is obviously of key concern. Method and timing of treatment is also very important because you can pre-plant and incorporate many of the germinating inhibitor herbicides that will help to reduce the amount of grass and broadleaf weeds you might have. Now, some of these chemicals that are available are restricted use. So if you find yourself in a situation where you want to expand, we can get you a private applicator certification here at my office or in any surrounding county and get you certified to use restricted use chemicals. Now, if you're not one of those that would like to go down that path, there are some options for you. But if you can control or put your vegetables on either raised beds for easy access and weed control, or cultivate and try to figure out a system that works best for you based on man hours and labor, that's the best way to control weeds. But we all know at the end of the day, it's good to have a good garden hoe in a good state of repair to take care of those weeds when they do pop up. Now, I know we've covered a few topics this week in regards to vegetable and gardening here in the county. If you have any question about this week's topics, we have publications available and can also come out and solve some of these problems for you. We wish you the best of luck with your gardens this year. And if you have any problems, come see us at your local extension office.